We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, fourth and final quarter. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Andy's holding up his four. That's Andrew Pichet.
That's what we do on our show, brother. I don't know about you guys.
He's still with us. He's trying to impose their traditions on us. But Greg Pickle could not be here today. I suspect you noticed that already. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. Andy's with us for one more quarter. This is Ask Andy. He's going to be filling in on the questions here.
I'm ready.
And
I'm ready.
I need to issue another little reminder. This is the last tradition.
Stolen tradition, by the way. You're stealing one of our traditions.
Yes, again. The best tradition that you guys have. Starting next week, this is the last time we're going to be answering questions here on Ask Greg, in this case, Ask Andy, without giving something away. Starting next week, we will be giving away a bottle of 409 tailgate wine to the person who asks the best question of Greg Pickle, of Andy Shea, of myself, whoever's answering questions that day. We will decide who asks the best questions, just like Ross Tucker does with the 409 tailgate baskets. We are going to have booze, three different types of wine: Sapphire Blue, which is a blueberry wine; Old Main, which is a Pinot Grigio; and 1855, a Vidal. So you have to be 21. I think that goes without saying. We will make sure that you're 21.
The law matters.
Don't try to sneak it by us. If you're a freshman at Penn State listening to this right now, I don't think we're your cup of tea anyway. But if we are, stick to tea. Put it that way. All right. So without further ado, Ask Andy.
Who's going to determine the winner, by the way, you or Greg?
It's gonna be great.
Yeah. Okay.
The person who I'm just here to read.
You're just a conduit.
I'm just narrating the questions.
Oh, conduit might get me like, hey, big word, Andy from Ross, because when I use big words, he's like, be careful, Andy, using those big words, because he always likes to, you know, bluff and puff his chest out about his Princeton Ivy League education. But anyway,
I went to Susquehanna High School, Ross.
There you go.
It's the Princeton of Perry County. It's the Princeton of Perry County.
That's it. Throw it on him.
Let's start here. Jack from Minneapolis. He has a more recruiting specific question, but I think it's a platform to ask something I want to ask you too. With the surprise addition, Jaquan Brisker, the Lackawanna College,
right,
safety. What type of impact could that have on the recruitment of Lewis Cine, who's originally from Massachusetts, who's now in Texas? I think there's a certain, you know, there's two corners and two safeties in this class. I think they're starting to run out of room in that position. I don't think Lewis Cine is impacted by it. I think others are.
Yeah, I think others beyond what already is their next target for Penn State, which is Lewis Cine, I don't think it impacts him. And here's the other thing. Penn State and James Franklin, and James has shown you, if you're a defensive back, we're going to play you. We're going to give you an opportunity to play. And if you're not going to cut the mustard, you're not going to play. But we're going to recruit enough guys to give you opportunity. And if you're not up to it, we're going to bring a guy over from the offense and convert him to a safety.
Yeah.
Because this is what we're looking for. But we think you're one of those guys, so then you can show us some money. In terms of a recruit, it's not the numbers, it's the opportunity created. You know what I mean? Patrician, Aaron Monroe, it's kind of like, why aren't these guys making the field as fourth-year players in the defensive backfield? And why are they converting guys that were former offensive players? And, you know, in Troy Apke's case, becoming a fourth-round NFL draft pick, whole, you know, in a sort of jaw-dropping fashion. But here's the flip side. In terms of special teams and usability and viability and opportunity, they're showing it. So the numbers aren't a problem, I don't think. That's why I don't think it impacts has any impact at all.
And I think Penn State's history of moving guys from cornerback to safety and potentially vice versa is there too. So I think if you have a guy who is, let's take Tyler Rudolph, for example. If you've got a guy who's 6'1" and 205 pounds and a terrific athlete, there are so many ways that you can use that.
Yep.
Number one is as a safety, his position. Number two is if he moves well enough, he's a corner. Number three is if he grows and can grow and be 225 pounds, Jarvis Miller made the move from safety to linebacker.
Koa Farmer
made the move from safety to linebacker. If none of that works, you can be an impact special teamer. That 6'1", 205-pound athlete brings more value than any other body type you can get.
has the most value, but also, and I think this is the key to me, is Penn, under James Franklin at Penn State, players in that box, which are generally defensive backs if they can blow up and convert, whatever it is, if you are a defensive backfield recruit, whether you later become a linebacker or you move from corner safety, it doesn't matter. The most opportunity at Penn State under James Franklin is for you. The greatest opportunity to be a contributor on the Penn State football team is to be in that position. And I think more so than anything else, that's been number one for me in terms of what James Franklin has accomplished. He's created more opportunities for those players at any other position.
Let me ask you more of a football question with Jaquan Brisker, who I don't know if you got a chance to look at his film too much. He's in that 6'1", 200-pound. Like he's a pretty big frame kid. Correct. Like I think that there's value in that. Do you think that in 2019 and I guess beyond that, Penn State needs a guy who can make an instant impact? Do you think Penn State needed a JUCO because he's a JUCO, or they needed Jaquan Brisker or wanted Jaquan Brisker because he's a player?
I think it was they wanted a little bit of Jaquan Brisker because he's a player. There's a little bit of hometown cooking there with where he comes from, right? And the Penn State coaching staff, with Terry Smith, right? Not that Terry Smith coached him, but there's a familiarity
at Gateway High School,
right, with the football player that probably James needed to get across the Eclipse. And I'm telling you that what I just said, the opportunity created for those players, and I think maybe Brisker saw that more than anybody. Like, they give guys chances on multiple levels at different positions. They'll give you a greater opportunity than somebody else for somebody who's behind the eight ball. Because let's face it, generally junior college transfers, they're behind the eight ball when it comes to recruits, right? Even though they get the scholarship. If James has come down to player A and player B, and not just James, but I mean across the board, what are you taking? Are you taking your junior college transfer, or are you going to look at your scholarship guy first? Can look at your scholarship guy first.
Yeah.
But opportunity at the position for the body size is greatest at Penn State under James Franklin. So, and plus you got a little help along the way from Terry Smith.
Yeah. There you go. That's a good answer.
That's my answer.
This Keystone Kickoff Show, by the way. This is Ask Andy. We're taking your Penn State football. A lot of recruiting stuff came through this week. There was Joseph from Scranton. Recruits pick a school for various reasons. I know it's an individual thing, but say we take 500 recruits. What, in your opinion, is the most important reason, the most important thing for recruits?
That's a good question. Yeah. That would be in the running if it was next week for a bottle of 409 tailgate wine.
Yeah.
That would be a good question that would be thinking at.
But since we're not giving away, I'm going to drink it.
There you go. That's what it – what do I think it is? I think it's opportunity. I think the number one thing you would find across 500 recruits is, I mean, some of the factors I throw in are relationship, you know, academics. Is it the school that has something that I want? You know, is this program above where and is it a program that in my head is an elite program? That's totally subjective.
Yeah.
Right. But in my mind, is that an elite program? These are all factors. But I think number one at the top of the list is, do I have an opportunity? Because at their core, competitive athletes are arrogant. And I don't mean that in a bad way. And they don't care who's there. They think they're going to come in and be better than you.
Yeah.
But they've come to learn that opportunity has a cost. And if there isn't an opportunity, the cost is going to be that they're not going to get it sooner than later. They don't like the later than sooner thing. So I think opportunity sooner than later is a big deal.
Here's the word that I would use, and I think it applies in multiple, including what you say. Trust is the word that I would use. Trust from the parents that their kid is going to be well cared for. We've seen that in multiple instances be a front and center kind of thing. Trust that they will get the opportunity. Trust that the opportunity means something, that if they want to get to the league, they can get to the league. Trust in the coaching staff backing up what they say. Trust whenever you get there, you feel that environment when you meet the kids on the team and you see what type of kids are already there and hear from them what their experiences with the kids. So I think there's a lot of trust that I think James Franklin has earned over the years. And, you know, there's a million different things that go into these choices. But at the end of the day, whether you're the recruit or whether you're the parent of the recruit, you have to feel good about the idea of spending 5 years there.
Yeah.
And if you don't fully trust and buy into the authenticity of what the staff and what the head coach is saying, then, you know, I feel like you're not going to go there.
Correct. I don't think the recruits care what they do care what their parents think, but I don't think it's as big a factor, but it matters. You know what I mean? It matters. But mom and dad aren't making the decision. Mom and dad are only there to support the decision.
Yeah.
But I 100% agree with you. And here's the flip side. And I just thought of this. Think of Terry Smith. Right? As yeah. Penn State secondary, you know, working in Penn State secondary and safeties, and they just had three of the four starting guys last year were drafted, and all four were in the league.
Yeah.
And it's the position that's creating the most opportunity. If you're that kind of athlete, that's A, you're going to get opportunity, and B, oh, by the way, they're sending dudes to the league.
At some point in time, results speak louder than anything
else. Correct.
All right. Let me ask you this one. This is a quick turnaround from earlier in the week when we talked to Brandon Smith. We asked him what his wingspan was.
Ridiculous.
Heard that the wingspan is 84 inches.
That's according to him.
That's according to him. Yeah. Which is, I believe it. He's 6'4". He just has he's just freakishly long.
It's ridiculous.
If he were just a standard issued 6'4", that would be pretty unique. But if you have a 84-inch wingspan, that's very unique. Have you heard of such a thing for a linebacker? What advantages does this provide? And does this mean he may be moving to a defensive end position or maybe a pass rush type specialist?
Well, when he dropped that number on us, I immediately texted somebody who knows football at a different level.
Trust
and he
source.
Said it screen. Yeah, trust.
Played football at a high level.
Played football highest level for multiple years. And his immediate thought was, because he doesn't pay attention to the recruiting. He's a Penn State letterman. I'm just going to put it that way. And he knows football at the highest level. His thing was, that screams to me, pass rushing defensive end. And I countered and said, everything about the kid screams true linebacker, pure linebacker. And then he just typed back and said, freak. That's all he said. He said, if you don't see him, I said, I don't see him converting to defensive end. I just don't see it. Because his pure linebacker skills far outweigh the transition of him becoming a rush defensive end. His body might take him there. And that becomes a thing of choice, but that is not by design.
He sounded, if that's what happens, that's what happens. He's a linebacker through and through.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
But he's such a unique athlete. He can do either of those positions or both. All right. That's it for us on this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. No wine to give away this week, but remember, 409 Tailgate Wine next week on Ask Greg. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.